Yeah, we're holding Mishnayis Masechta Shabbos. We're holding Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah says, Devek, how much paste or glue do you have to carry out on Shabbos in order to be Chayiv? Kedei Litein Barosh Hashar Shevis. In order to put on top of a lime twig. In other words, this was used really to catch birds. You put a paste there and the bird would come on top of the twig and be stuck there. So this amount of paste you'd be Chayiv for. Zephes Vigofrius, if you want to carry out pitch or brine stone, how much of it do you have to carry out? Kedelasos Nekif, in order to pierce a hole. And Rashi learns the pshat is if you have a jar that you're storing, let's say, silver in it, so you cover it up, you cover up the top, and then if you want to make a hole in it, in order to be able to take it out, so that size of the hole, if you carry out enough of pitch or gofrius to seal up that hole, that's enough to be chayiv for. Shavo, let's say carry out wax, could they liter in our pi neck of cotton? Enough to put upon a small hole, like you could use wax to stuff up a small hole, so therefore you're chayiv for that shear. Charsis, let's say you take out clay, could they last size pi kur shel surface of? Enough to make the opening of a goldsmith's oven. Used to be an opening on top, so if you have enough clay to cover up that opening, yichayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says, could they last size pitput, enough to make a peg, which is the type of a foot that they used to use on the bottom, the moisha where they used to put the foundation for this kur. Now, subin, how much of subin do you have to carry out? Which is like coarse bran, kedelita na pi kur shot surfezov. Also, to put on the top of the of this oven that they bake the golden. Sid, how much lime do you have to carry out? Kedelosu de kitana shebabonis. Little to shmir a small girl. Rabbi Yehuda says, kedelasa is kilkul. Enough to make a kilkul. Which some say that means enough to like shmir down the hair on the forehead. And when they put Malcolm Cook, where they put the crown on the forehead. Rabbi Nechemiah says, Kedelasos Andifi. Enough of lime to make an Andifi. And some say that means to make a put this on your forehead to make it red. So Andifi lies to make the forehead red. That's how much lime you have to carry out to be Chayiv Midiraisa. However, if you carry out less than these shiurim, we say, of course, it's still awesome midrabbanan. Chatzi shir is awesome midrabbanan. What about adoma? Let's say you want to carry out adoma. Some say it's like red clay, kechaisam hamatzufim, like the seal of leather bigs. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's what Rabbi Akiva holds. The chomar nechom say kechaisam haigoris, like the seal of a letter, which is even a smaller amount, just to seal up a letter. Zevel v'chol hadak, how much of manure or fine sand is kedei lezabel kelach shakruv, enough to use to fertilize a stalk of a cabbage. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's what Rabbi Akiva holds. V'chacham marim nechom say kedei lezabel kresha, in order to fertilize a leek. Chol hagas, what about coarse sand? Kedei litein al maloi kaf sid. In order to put, it's enough coarse sand to put on the hand of the sid, the one that's making the plaster, the one that's making the cement. Kona, what about a reed? Kedei lases kulmus, enough to make a pen out of it. V'yemhoye oviv was thick, oy merusos, it was cracked. And then kedei levasho boy beitza kala shebeitzim, enough of these stalks that you'll be able to cook up the smallest egg. Terufa, which is a mixed up egg, or nesuna b'yufas, which is put in a pot. Now this means like the softest, the smallest, the easiest egg to cook. To cook up an egg, terufa, that's mixed up, and some say it means with oil, so it gets cooked up very fast, so you don't need that much reeds to make the fire, so if you have enough reeds to make a fire that will cook up this egg, that's enough to be chayiv for Shabbos. The Mishnah Vov, Etzem, how the size of a bone, if you want to carry out, Kedei lasos tarfut. It has to be a big enough bone that you can make a spoon out of it. Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Yehuda says, Kedei lasos mimenu chof. Even a smaller shear to be able to make the bit of a key. Sechuches, if you carry, not if you want to, but if you do, of course you're not allowed to carry these things out. Sechuches, if you carry out glass on Shabbos, Kedei ligror boy roish hakarkum. If you carry out enough of a piece of glass, that you could scrape the end of a world of wool, so yichayiv. Tzoror, what about if you carry out a pebble, a yevon, or a stone, Kedei lizrog boif, enough to carry, throw at a bird. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov oimer, Kedei lizrog babahema. No, it has to be even a bigger one that you could throw at cattle. It's not enough a small stone that you could just throw at a bird. It has to be a little bit bigger. Cheres, Mishneh Zayin. What about if you carry out the cheres, that's like a broken earthly kli, Kedei litoin ben patsam lechaveroi, they put between one board and another. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Meir says, Kedei lachtoich boyesor, to mix around the coals, if you have hot coals, fire, so you want lachtoich to hit them, to move them around, you use the earthly kli. Rabbi Yossi says, Kedei lekabel by revius. Now it has to be big enough at least to receive a revius of water, revius of lug. Over Rabbi Meir says, Afal pi shein rai ledover, even though I don't have a real proof for this, but zeich ledover, there is a remembrance for this. The pasuk says, V'lo yimotzei bichti b'mechitosoi cheres lachtois eish miyokud. That there will not be found enough earthly kelim to move around the fire. Omula Rabbi Yossi says back, Nisham Raya, is there any proof? V'lach soif maya migeva. It says also possibly to scoop up water out of the pit. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi is bringing a proof to himself that the shear to carry out a cheres, a clear earthly kli, would be if there's a revius. If it's a shear that I could receive water inside it. So that's the machlokes, you go basa eish, or you go basa mayim, how much if it could receive a revius of water. Perek tes. Omer Rabbi Kiva says, Minayin li avoyde zora shemetama b'masa kanida. How do we know that an avoyde zora has a din tumor on it, that even if you just carry it, a tumas masa, if you carry an idol, something that the goyim worship, l'shem avoyde zora, it has a din avoyde zora on it. How do we know if somebody carries it, even though he doesn't touch it? He's tomei like an ida. Shenem the pasuk says, Tizreim kemoi dova. Says you should spread it out like dova, as if to say, like an ida. So we darshin that say, the pasuk says, Tizreim kemoi dova, tsei toimelo. That's what you should say. So we learn out, the man nida metama b'masam, just like nida, nishad has tumas nida run out. She is tumas samas, whoever carries her up, whoever is holding her up, is tamei, af avodizora metama b'masam. The same thing, whoever holds up an avodizora also has this tumas masa. Then Mishneh Beis, minayin l'svina shi teira, how do we know a ship? That a ship is not makabel tum, it always remains Torah. Shenem and Apostle says, Derech haniya pelev yom. That the way of a ship in the middle of the sea. So if we learn out that a ship has a locha like a sea, that's not makabel tum. Now, minayin, how do we know? Liaruga, that's like a garden bed. Place where you are planting. Shisha al shisha tvochim. It should be 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim, shezorim b'toichoi. Then you're allowed to plant, shezorim b'toichoi chamisha zeroinim. You're allowed to plant in such a field like 5 different kinds of seeds. As long as it's 6 by 6 tefachim, which really arbor b'arbor ruchoi saruga, you're allowed to plant on all 4 corners a different type of a seed, the heritage of shiloh of kolayim. If you're planting 2 seeds next to one another, so we say if it's 6 by 6, then on the 4 corners, you're allowed to plant 4 different type of seeds, vegetables, v'yechad b'yemtza, and a different type of a vegetable in the middle. Shenem, because the pasuk says, ki yichoretz toitzi tzimcha, v'chagano zeruyeho tatzmiach, zara loynemar ela zeruyeho. Like the earth, it brings forth its growth, v'chagano zeruyeho tatzmiach, And so it says the Ruah does not say its seeds, but rather things that grown in it. So that's the Drosh here. We learn out that this is the Shir of six Tvachim, and six Tvachim, this is really in Hilchos Klayim, when you can have five different type of seeds grown there. Yeah, Mishneh Gimel. Minayin lepeletes shichva zera v'yem hashlishi shi tameya. How do we know that an Isha, after let's say she had tashmish with a husband, and the husband put a shichva zera into her, how do we know that when it comes out, even on the third day from the time it came in, still she's tamei? In other words, this is halacha of a tumas of a baal keri. The halacha is by a man whenever the zera comes out, he has tumas keri on him. The same halacha applies to an isha also. So if the zera went into her, and later when it comes out of her body, it's also metamaha. Now, how do we know even if this takes place on the third day? So the Pasuk says, Shinamakos, the Pasuk says, Heye nechoinim l'shloishas yomim. You should prepare yourself 3 days. This was before Hasina, before the Matan Torah. So we see that 3 days before they were also to be with the husbands, in order that if the case the Zera went into her, if the Zera comes out, for the next 3 days, we don't want it to become Tomei. But if it passed already 4 days, and then the Zera comes out, then that Zera is not royally Hazriya, so therefore it's not Metamha. It does not give her a Tumah. Yeah, and then the Mishnah says, Minayin Shemachitzen es Hamila b'yom hashlishi, Shechal liyas b'shabbos. How do you know if, let's say, you gave a bris mila to your son on Thursday? So the third day is Shabbos. So on Shabbos, you're allowed to wash your kid. In other words, it's still called Haskonas Nefoshos. And in case you do not have hot water, you're allowed to cook up the hot water on Shabbos in order to wash your child, to wash the Mokhama Mila. Shinema, because the Pasuk says, Fayhi b'yom hashlishi b'yosam koyvim. It was the third day after Balyansa Shechem they made their bris mila, that they're very weak. So the Pasuk says, b'yosam koyvim, they were weak. Mashma, the third day after the mila, that's a mokim sakona. Now, minayin, how do we know? She koishrin loshoin shel zahorius, perosh soy hamishdalech. How do you know you're supposed to tie on the top of the soy hamishdalech? On Yom Kippur, the other sore, not the Kodesh Lashem, but the one that was sent away, Lazozel. How do we know you're supposed to tie a string of wool on the head? So Zahurius means dyed red. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Im yiyu chatoichem kashonim kashelig yalbinu. That if your sins are like red, I will make them white. Now, Mishneh Dalet. Minayin lesicha shehi kishti yom HaKippurim. Like, how do we know on Yom Kippur itself, it's also to rub yourself, sicha, just like it's also to drink? Even though there's no real proof, but there's some reference to the matter. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'atovoi chamayim b'kirboi v'chashemem b'atzmoisov. That the Pasuk says, and the water came inside him like a shemen, like oil on your bones. So that's the raya that sicha is kishtiya, that you're not allowed to rub yourself with oil or anything on Yom Kippur. Mishneh Hei, ha-moitzi eitzem, if you carry out wood on Shabbos, how much is a shear to be chayiv? Kedei levasho beitzakala, enough wood to cook the smallest egg. Tavlin, if you carry out spices, kedei lektavel beitzakala, in order to put enough seasoning spices like into a small egg. All different types of spices could add on to the shear. And there's a little bit of this spice, a little bit of that spice. If together you have enough that would spice a small egg, for that you chayiv. And this beitza kala, we said it's the size of a groigris. It's dried out date. Now, klipe yagoizim, klipe remoinim, what about the shells of nuts, or else the skin of pomegranates, is sotis, opua. And also, these are type of roots that also are used for dyeing purposes. So the halacha is kedei letzboya bohen beged koton bisvocha. If you have enough dye that you could dye a small cloth, a small clothing that you use for a hairnet. What about meiraglayim? How much meiraglayim do you have to carry out? Neser uburius, komunyo vieshlog. All these things are different type of soaps, things that you could use for washing with. Also, in order to clean out a small clothing that you use for your hairnet. Reb Yudu says, "Kadei lahavir ala kesem." Enough of this soap that you can put over kesem. The Ganisha finds a spot of dam on her clothing. So how much soap you would need to take off that kesem, that spot from her blood? Mishnah Vov, Pilpeles. If you carry out pepper, kolshu, any smallest amount, is chashuv yichai for that. The itron, if you carry out itron, which is the psilus of the zephyr, the bad part of the tar, is kolshu. Any little amount also yichayiv. Mine bisamim, different type of smelling things, or mine matchis, different type of metals, kolshein. Any little bit yichayiv for. Mayavnei hamizbech, if you carry out some stones from the mizbeach, or mayafra hamizbech, from the earth, dirt from the earth around the mizbeach. Mekek svarim, that's like the worn out books, like the earth that comes out from the worn out books. That's mekek svarim, to worn out svarim, or else mekek mitvechaseim, the worn out towels that you have, the dust that comes out of it, kol shein. Any little bit of this, if you carry out, yechayiv. Shematznia noison lagonzon. In other words, that you hid these things because of its kedusha. You hid it, you set it aside to hide it. Therefore, if any little bit of it is you carry out now, it's choshev. Says the Mishmish, Shematznia noison lagonzon. You hid it, you set it aside, amanas to be gone, to bury it. It has this kedusha from the Avni HaMizbeach, Mi'afra HaMizbeach, or Mekak Svarim, Raz Mekak Mitvchaseim. Mitvchaseim doesn't mean from towels, I mean. That means like the towel around the Sefer, that the cloth, the clothing of the Sefer. So therefore it also has kedusha. So if you hide these things, Amanas Lagonzon, to bury them, and then you carry out any little bit of it, it's Choshev, therefore you chayv on Shabbos. Reb Yudam, Reb Yudam says, Af HaMoitzi Mimashamshay Avoid Zorah Koshu. If you carry out any little bit of something that you use for the Avodah Zarah, anything that has used there by the Avodah Zarah, Yichayva Kolshu. Shinema, because the Pasuk says, for lo yidbak biyodcha mumma min hacherim. You should not cleave to anything that has to do with Avodah Zarah. It's like Asa Bano. So therefore the Torah was machshev any little bit of Avodah Zarah to make it Isuri Hano. Therefore if you carry it out on Shabbos, Yichayv. Hamoitzi kupas horeichlin. If somebody carries out a box of horeichlin, means different type of some different type of perfumes that they sell for the ladies. So you will carry out this box, kupas horeichlin, the box full of perfume. Afo pi sheyesh paminim harbe, even though it has a lot of different types of perfumes there. And achayev elachatas achas, still you only chayev one. Since you took it out in one shot, it's like one barrel, one basket has a lot of different bottles of perfume there, so you only chayev one chat if you carry it out b'shoigig. Zeroi negina, let's say carry out seeds, the garden seeds, pochos mika groigris, if you carry out even less than a groigris, also you chayev.
In other words, even though the other food we had, you have to carry out at least the size of the groigris, but here, these type of zeroi negina, the garden seeds, every little bit is choshev, siyachayiv even less than a gregris. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro Eimer, chamisha zera kishuyim. You have to carry out at least five seeds of cucumbers. Shenayim zera diluyim. You have to carry out at least two seeds of pumpkin. And shenayim zera perl hamitzri, two seeds of the Egyptian bean. And shenayim, in other words, two. These things have to have two. Now, chogav chay tohor kolshu. They carry out the live grasshopper, yichayiv even for the smallest amount, because people play with it. But mace, if it's a dead one, then it could gregris. You have to have at least a share of a gregris. See, poiras keramim, if you have this min oif, a type of a bird that's called, some say it's a min chagav, but it's called a poiras keramim, it's around the vineyards, bein chayiv bein mesa, kol shehi shematzni and oislam refuah. Whether it's live or whether it's dead, as long as the size that people hide it for a fuwa, that whoever takes it out is chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af ha-moitzi chog of chay tomei. Even if somebody carries out a live grasshopper that's tomei, also kolshu. The share is even for a kolshu, the smallest amount, also yichayiv on Shabbos. Why? Because people hide it and use it for the kids to play with. Therefore, it's a davar chashuv. Therefore, if someone carries it out on Shabbos, he's chayiv. Perek Asiri. Mishnah says, Hamatzniya lezera ledugma lerefua. If somebody hides something, different type of seeds, whether he's using it lezera to seed with, ledugma, was using just to show, he wants to sell it, he's using it for the a showpiece, or else lerefua, he's using it for refua, v'hoitziyo b'shabbos, and he carried out in Shabbos, chayiv b'chol shu, you chayiv for any small amount, since you are matzniya, you hid this for a purpose, it's a davar chashuv for you, therefore you chayiv b'chol shu. But the chol adam, any other person, ain't a chayiv ola belakishiroi. He's only chayiv if he carries out the amount of the shirim that we learned about before, how much you need for each one. Chazav v'ichnisai, let's say the person that hid it, now brings it back into his house, and now he takes it out on Shabbos, ain't a chayiv elakishiroi. Now he's only chayiv at the regular shir, the shirim we had before. In other words, there's only a special shir if the person himself hid it. So he shows he really wants it, it's chashuv to him, therefore he's chayiv for any little bit. But if you're not the person that hid it for yourself, or even later you bring it back into your house, we see you're not really hiding it, then it's not chashuv, you only chayiv with the regular shiurim. Hamoitzi oichlin unusonam al yiskupa. If somebody carried out food, and he put it out on the front or stoop. So, bein shechozov yotzion, where the lady he continued carrying it outside, Bein shoytzin acher, somebody else carried it outside, potter. He's potter midiraisa, both of them. Mivnesh lo yaso malachta bebasachas, because he did not do the malach at one shot. In other words, you took this basket and you put it on your stoop. And this stoop is a carmelist, the Gemara says. So now it's called like you carry it out from Rishus Yachet to a carmelist, which is mutter midiraisa, it's only yasa midirabonin. A carmelist is only a Rishus Rabba midirabonin, not midiraisa. And then if somebody carries it out from the stoop, the Carmelist, to the Rishus Rabbim, also is potter, because he did not do a malach of a basachas, he did not carry it straight from the Rishus Yachet to the Rishus Rabbim. Kupa shimeleye peris, you have a basket full of peris. And you put it on the outside stoop. Sa'afal pi shiroyfa peris min bachutz, even though most of your peris are outside, still potter, still your potter. Ad shiyotziyo es kol ha'kupa, until you carry out the whole basket. In other words, here we're talking about this outside scoop is the Rishus HaRabim. So really you carried now this basket from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim. But the reason why you potter is because there's still some peiros that are still left inside. In other words, you did not carry out this whole basket, all the fruits, to the Rishus HaRabim. So since there are still some parts of it left in the Rishus HaYochid, that's not considered a good hoitzor, therefore you potter midiraisa. Mishnah Gimel. Hamoitzi, if somebody carries out, bein b'yaminoi, bein b'smoloi, whether he carries out with his right hand, or with his left hand, b'soi chekoi, or as he carries out something in his chek, in his lap, oi al kseferos, on his shoulders, chayiv, shekein maso b'nei kohos. This is the way the b'nei kohos used to carry also. So it's not called the shinu, it's not called kalachayad, therefore yechayiv. What about kalachar Yodoi, in the back of his hand in not a normal manner, or else Baragli carries something out with his feet, or else Bepiv in his mouth, over Marfakoi, or else in his under his armpits, Beoznoi in his ear, over Sarah in his hair, over Pundosoi, that's like his belt, he has, let's say, a money bag in his belt, Upiho Lamato, and its opening is downwards, bein pundosa lechalukai, or whether he's carrying something out in between this money belt, the money wallet, and his shirt, uvesvas chalukai, or else the hem of a shirt, the memoloi in his shoes, uvesandola in his sandals, potter. Why? Shloi hoitzi kederach hamoitzin. He did not carry out in the normal manner. This is not the normal manner to make a maisa itso, therefore he's potter midiraisa on Shabbos. Midrabbanan, it's still also, but midiraisa though it's potter. Hamischavin lohitzi lefonov. He had intentions of carrying out something in front of you. Obolo liachurav, and while you were walking, it turned to the back of you. Is potter, because you did not do your machshavta what you planned to do. Liachurav obolo lefonov chayiv. If you plan to carry it in the back, and now it came in the front of you, then you chayiv, because that's called miskayim machshav, because if you wanted to carry it in the back, for sure you're happy with carrying it in the front, you could watch it better. The emes amru, really was, it said like the halacha is, ha'isha ha'chageres basiner, an isha that wraps itself with a sinner with an apron, beimila funeha, beimila achrer, whether it's in the front or whether it's in the back, chayevis. If she, it's not called the clothing here, it's called like a masui, therefore she's chayiv. And here we're talking about that in this apron, she's carrying out something. Now, even though maybe the apron is called the beged, but she's carrying out something in the apron. So whether it's in the front of her, whether it's in the back of her, she's chayiv. She can royally as chayzer. Because an apron, that's the way it is. It's a normal manner to turn around. So therefore you can't say, even though she was in the schafen to carry it in the front, that when in the back she should be potter, because by an apron she knows it's going to change around. Therefore she's chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says, af mekablei piskin. Even people that, let's say, receive letters, or that give out letters, like a mailman, let's say. So even though he wants to carry something in the front, if it goes in the back, also he's chayiv. Because also there it's a derech that his bed that he's carrying it in turns around from front to back. So that's called his miskayim machshavti. He knows what he's doing, and that's all called yechayiv for Shabbos. Mishnehei. Ha'moitzi kikel rishus rabim. If somebody carries out the bread into the rishus rabim, chayiv, yechayiv, that's called the regular hoitzoi. You carry it from rishus yochot to rishus rabim, yechayiv chatis. What about hatziyu shnayim? Let's say two people carried out the piece of bread, then pturim. Then both of them as potim midiraisa. Shnayim shosu, in a case where either one of them could have done it by themselves, and now they did it together, so they're potter. What about lo yochol echad liyotziyoi? One person by himself cannot carry it out. Liyotziyu shnayim, and they needed both together to carry it out. Then chayovim, then they're both chayiv, that's a derech to carry out. Rabbi Shimon Poitav, Shimon says, no, still the potter. They're still called Shnaim Shesu, that is potter midiraisa. Ha'moitzi oichlem pochus mikashir bakli. If he carry out, let's say, some food, less than the size of the gregris, even though he's carrying out the plate also, we say, potter af ala kli, ye potter on the kli, midiraisa ye potter. Sha'a kli tfeil aloi. Because the kli is tofel is bottle like, is secondary to the food. The main thing you're carrying out is the food. So since the food does not have a shear, it's not a davar choshev. So just like you put around the food, the same way also you put around this a kli. What about es hachai b'mita? Let's say you carried out a person that's alive on a stretcher on a bed. So poter af ala mita. Yishna midiraisa, so you poter even on the bed itself. Shehamita tfeil aloi, because the meat also is like bottle secondary to the person. And since a person is alive person, midiraisa, there's no isoitzor. We say the svara chai noisi esatzmoi, a live person is like carrying himself. There's no isim midiraisa to carry him out. Avadim midirabonin, it's also not allowed to carry your child even midirabonin. But midiraisa, though, it's mutter. So therefore, on the bed also you potter. What about this hameis pamita chayiv? If you carry out a mace on the bed, then yechayiv, because a mace is called hoitzor, yechayiv for that. But he doesn't carry himself. V'chein kezayis min ha-mace. If you carry only one kezayis worth of the mace, rosa kezayis min ha-navela, v'chadosha min ha-sheretz. And the size of a lentil of a sheretz is chayiv. Since v'chus tumma, these things are choshev, they're metamiyu, who are then v'chus Shabbos also yechayiv. However, Rabbi Shimon points, Rabbi Shimon says no, that if he carry out a mace, even if he carry out a whole mace, still he holds your potter. Because it's considered a malacha shen tzrich legufa, like you do not really need the mace. Like the cases of Hoitzor, we learn out from the Mishkan, if he carried out, let's say, a hammer, it's because they needed it. So you carry out something that you want to use, you could use the thing itself, that's called a malacha shen tzrich legufa, that you need the thing itself for your use. However, if you carry out a mace, it's not the pshat you need him for your use. You don't use the mace. Therefore, that's considered a malacha shein tzrich legufa. But Rabbi Shimon Shitur is it's potter midiraisa. Mishnah Vav. Ha'noitel tziporinov zu bazu. If you cut your nails on Shabbos from one finger with another finger, no, you don't use a knife. You don't use the scissors. Oy b'shinov, or else you use your teeth. V'chein sorah, the same thing if you cut your hair this way. V'chein tzvom, if you cut your mustache this way. V'chein zekon, if you cut your beard this way. V'chein hagodelis, the same thing hagodelis. Hagodel lestar means you braid the hair. V'chein ha-kecheles, kecheles type of eye paint that you put on your eyes. V'chein ha-pakeses, also type of combing out your hair, making different sides to it. So Rabbi Elezer mechayif, Rabbi Elezer says in all these things, echayif echatis. So Rabbi Elezer holds in all these cases, it's like told us, and even though it's a ksash, shinui, he holds still echayif, he holds these things are not called the shinui. Even though you're using your teeth, still called a normal manner. The Chachomim oischem mishum shvus. The Chachom say no. All these things that sasa b'shinui, it's only yosa midirabbanan. Midiraita though, it's muta. Ha toilesh meyosetz nokuf chayiv. If somebody pulls off something that's growing in a flower pot that has a hole in it, so even though it's not directly on top of the ground, but since it has a hole, we say it gets its nourishment from the ground. It's considered like it's mechubar. So therefore, if you pull off from this, yichayiv chatis. Let's say the flower pot does not have a hole on the bottom, so it's not called attached to the ground. Therefore, pot, it's only yosem of the rabbanin, not midiraisa. For Rabbi Shimon, poitav azel azer. Shimon says, no, in both cases, your potter, even in otzutz, shahanokuf, still he holds your potter. Because he holds still, it's not siddik mechub lekaker, that's still not called like karker. Even though it's an otzutz nokuf, still it's not called mamish like karker. However, the loch we do not hold like Rabbi Shimon. We offer this, you would be chayiv chatis. All right, a turnover. You're up to Perek Yud Aleph. Hazerik Mershus HaYochad Rishus Rabin. If you throw something from Rishus HaYochad on Shabbos into Rishus Rabin, or else me Rishus HaRabin Rishus HaYochad is chayiv, Hezrika is also a chayiv. Just like a chayif for itzor carrying it out, the same way a chayif for zurek if you throw. What about from Rishus Sayochad, Rishus Sayochad, Rishus Rabin Biemsa? Let's say you throw from one house straight into another house, but you go through the Rishus Rabin, you throw from one side of the street to the other side of the street, from Rishus Yochad to Rishus Sayochad through Rishus Rabin. So Rabbi Kiva Machayiv, Rabbi Kiva says the chayif, he holds clue to Kemishun Chadomi, that when it's going through the Rishus Rabin, it's considered like it landed there. Therefore, Yechayiv. However, the loch is the Chomim point, and the Chomim say no, Yepoter, because the Akira and the Anocha was both in Rishus Yochid, even though it went through the Rishus Rabin, but since it did not stop there, it did not land there, Yepoter Midiraisa. Midirabon and it's also, but Midiraisa Yepoter. Kate said, where's a good case that if you throw something from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Yochid, and the Shrabim is Biemsa that Yepoter? So, Shtei Gezustriyois. Zu keneged zu b'shus rabim, like two porches sticking out of the two houses on the two sides of the shus rabim. So lochur is ha moishet v'yazorik nizulu zu potur. If somebody hands from one side to the other side over the shus rabim, or else you throw there, you potur midiraisa. What about to yishtayim b'diyuta achas? Let's say on one line on one side of the street you have two houses that both have a balcony sticking out of them. But on the both side, the both same side of the street. So now, ha-moishet chayiv, if you hand from one balcony to another balcony, since it's going through the shrabim, here you would be chayiv. But v'yazarik potter, if you throw though, then you potter. It's only if you hand. Why? Shekachoyso avoydes ha-levim. This is the way the levim used to hand over the kroshim, the boards of the mishkan, to one to the other. Why? Because it used to be shtei ha-golois, Zuacha Zubu Shus Rabim. There used to be two wagons, one in front of the other, going on the Shus Rabim. So what they used to do was, Moshita Nakroshim Izulazu. They used to hand the Kroshim, the boards, the walls of the Mishkan, one to another. Avoloi Zorkim, but they did not throw it. So therefore, since this type of a Moshit was in the Mishkan, we hold Yechayiv on Shabbos. If you Moshit, you hand the boards, like from one to another, that's on one side of the Shus Rabim, from one Rishus Yochid to another Rishus Yochid, like from one balcony sticking out to another balcony, if they're both on the same side of the street, even though there's a Rishus Rabin in between them, still Yochayiv. But since they did not throw it, therefore if you throw it, Yepota. Chulyes Habor v'hasela shehen gvoyin asorov rochman habor. It has a lot like Rishus Yochid. Chulyes Habor means the hollow, the dirt of the bor, if you want to make a hole, a ditch. So the dirt that you pick up and you put around the bor, That's called the Chulya Sabor. B'kitz, it's a little bit elevated. It's above in the Rishus Rabin. Hu Adin V'yasela. Let's say you have a stone in the Rishus Rabin, which is 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim wide. Yishino ha-noito mehem v'ha-noisen agabo neschayif. Whoever takes off something that's on the top of the stone, or on top of this Chulya Sabor, if you take it off it and put it down to Rishus Rabin, or else v'ha-noisen, you take something from the Rishus Rabim and you put it down on top of this big stone, Yishno Yichayiv, because since the stone or this dirt is 10 tvachim tall and 4 tvachim wide, the top of it has a shame Rishus Yochid, therefore it's called like you carry from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid. Pachos Mikan Potter, if it's less than this height, it's less than Yud tvachim tall, or it's less than Dal tvachim wide, then we say Yer Potter.
Yeah, Mishneh Gimel. Hazoreik arba amos bakoisel. If somebody throws something in the Rishus Rabin 4 amos away, and it lands on a koisel, on a wall, in other words, that's just something like a fig, that you throw it against the wall and it stays on the wall, gets stuck to the wall, so lamalam yasar tfochim kizorek biyavur. If it lands on the wall more than 10 tfochim above the ground, so it's like you're throwing it in the air, and your potter on Shabbos, there's no issa diraisa. Because midiraisa, we say the avra, the din of Rishus Rabim, only goes up yutvachim. Higher than yutvachim is not called Rishus Rabim. So here you're throwing dalat amos Rishus Rabim, but it did not land in Rishus Rabim. Since it landed in the avra, the air, which is lamala here, higher than yutvachim off the ground, it's kazorik biyavir. What about lamatam yasara tvachim? Let's say it landed and got stuck on this wall, which is less than yutfachim off the ground of the Rishus Rabim, then we say kizorik boritz. It's like you threw it in the land, it landed in the Rishus Rabim, and therefore you'll be chayiv if it moved more than dalad amos. Hazorik boritz arba amos chayiv. That's halacha. If you throw something in the Rishus Rabim, and from where you started to throw it, where you picked it up, to where it landed is more than dalad amos away, that's an issa d'iraisa, that's called hazorik. Zorak l'torich arba amos. Let's say you threw something in the Dalat Amos, within the Dalat Amos. You did not throw it to go outside the Dalat Amos. But v'nizgalgo chutz l'arba amos, then the wind came and blew it out of the Dalat Amos, and it landed outside the Dalat Amos, still potter, you're not chayiv midiraisa, because you did not have the intentions, your machshava was not to make a zrika. What about the opposite case? Let's say chutz l'arba amos. You had intentions of throwing it away Dalat Amos. So you had intentions of doing a melacha, but v'nizgagul l'terech harbamis, then the wind blew it back into your daladamis, here we say yichayiv. And the reason why yichayiv, the Gemara says, we're talking about, that when you threw it outside the daladamis, it landed there. It was nach agavi kolshu, it landed upon something. So since it landed there, that's called hanocha, so it's called you made a zrika. You threw it away, daladamis, in Rishus Rabin. Even though the wind right away blew it back to you, still yechayif. Mishneh Dalet. Hazorek bayam arba amos potter. If you throw in the ocean dalad amos, still you potter midiraisa, because the yam does not have a loch like Rishus Rabim. It's not a mokum that the rabim go there. It's only considered like a carmelis, so there's no issa midiraisa. Hemhoyu rekok mayim Rishus Rabim aleches boy. Let's say there's a little puddle of water in the ground, and the people still walk through it. So then, Hazorik l'soicha yarbamis is chayiv. It's still considered like Rishus Rabim, even though there's a puddle of water there. But since the Rabim walked through it, like if you have this water across the main road, so since it's called Rishus Rabim, even though there's a puddle of water, shallow piece of water there, since the Rabim go through it, it's still called Rishus Rabim, therefore yichayiv. V'kamahu rekok mayim. How much is considered this small amount of water, the shallow part of water, that is still considered the Rishus Rabim? It has to be pochas miyasar tvachim. It has to be less than yutvachim deep. But mashma, let's say it's more than yutvachim deep, then it would not be considered Rishus Rabim, but rather only a karmelis. Now, rekak mayim or Rishus Rabim maleches boy, if you have the shallow piece of water, shallow part of water, and the Rabim walk through it, is Hazorik L'Torich Yarbam is Chayiv. Again, just like we had before, that since the Rabbim walked through it, it's still considered like Rishus Rabbim. Therefore, if you throw Dalad Amos here, you're still Chayiv. Mishnehei.
Hazorik min hayom leyabosh. If somebody throws from the sea onto the dry land, or else min hayabosh leyam, from the dry land into the sea, or min hayom la svino, you throw from the ocean, which is a karmelis, into the svino, which is rishus yochid, into the ship, or else min hasvino leyam, from the ship into the yam, which is from rishus yochid to a karmelis, or min hasvino lechaverta, from one ship into another ship, even though the two both rishus yochid. But since you did not have an Eruv Chatzeres here, Midirabon and Itzosa, however, Potter, Midiraisa, Yepotter, Midiraisa, all these cases, it's not called you through from Rosh Hashanah into Rosh Hashanah, rather only from Rosh Hashanah to a Karmelis or a Karmelis into Rosh Hashanah, therefore, Yepotter. What about Svinois, Kshurois, Zubizu? Let's say you had the ships that were tied up one to another, then Metaltlim, Mizulizu, you're allowed to carry from one ship onto another ship. In Meina Kshurus, that's it, they're not tied together. Afapi Shemul Kofis, even though they're close together, one next to another. And Metantla Mizulazu, you're not allowed to carry from one ship into another ship. And the Gemara speaks out that we're talking about here that they did make an error of Tavshilin between these two ships. Because otherwise, since they're two separate Rishus HaYochids and different people living there, you would be also to carry from one to another. So we're talking about here where they did make an error of Chatzeris. And still the Mishnah is teaching us that the Eruv Chatzeres only helps if the ships were tied together, but if they were not tied together, even though they're next to one another, we're afraid they're separated and go far away, therefore the Eruv would be bottled, therefore the Eruv does not help. You're not allowed to carry Lekatchila from one ship to another ship if they're not tied up together. Mishnah Vov, Hazorek v'niska liyacha sheyotetso miyodai. If someone, let's say, threw something in the Rishus Rabin, and he had intentions that it should go further than Dalar Amis, so he wanted to do a malacha, but then he reminded himself, as soon as it left his hand before it landed on the ground, he reminded himself that at Shabbos he's not allowed to do it. So therefore the question is he chayev achatis or not? Is it called he did the malacha b'shaygeik? Or else what's going to be if kolot to achar? Let's say somebody else comes and catches it. You threw it away in the Rishus Rabim, and it does not land because of your throwing, but rather somebody else comes and catches it. Or else kolot to kelev, let's say a dog comes and catches it. Or else it gets burned up. The lacher is potter. It's not called you did a nisa d'iraisa here, at least to mechayev a korban. That since in these last cases you did not do the anocha, therefore you potter mid'iraisa. Or else in the ratio where you remembered before it made the anocha also, it's not called the melacha was done b'shegeg, that's why you potter mid'iraisa from a korban. And then another case like this is Zorak Lasois Chabura. Let's say on Shabbos somebody threw a stone at somebody else, intentions of making a chabura to make blood come out, which is an issa d'iraisa. Bein biyodin bein v'behemu, they had intentions of doing it to a person or doing it to an animal. V'niska, and then he reminded himself that it's also to do it, achle nasas chabura. Before the chabura really happened, he reminded himself. So again, potter, he's potter from being in a chattis if this was done b'shoigig. Zeh haklal, this is the general rule. Kol chay v'chatois. When is a person chay v'chatos? Einem chayov v'mat shetayt chiloson v'seifim shkoga. It has to be that the beginning of the malacha and the end of the malacha was both only done b'shoigeg. What about chiloson shkoga? At the beginning you were shoigeg. V'seifim zodin. But over here, like at the end, you remembered you're amazed. Or else chiloson zodin. At the beginning you know what you're doing, you're amazed. V'seifim shkoga. By the end you forget about it. Is paturin. In all these, both these cases, yapota from the chay v'chatos. From the Chiyuv Korban Chatas. Achetayt Chiloson V'soifon Shkoga. Until the beginning and the end, the whole Malach has to be done B'shoigeg. Either you forgot today was Shabbos, or else you forgot this Malach is also. In such a case where the Malach was done B'shoigeg, then the Malach is Yechayiv Chatas. The Perek Yud Beis. The Mishnah says, Ha'boine kama yivna v'yei chayiv. How much does a person have to build on Shabbos in order to be chayiv midiraisa, to be chayiv achatis, or b'meizet, to be chayiv skilo? So it says, ha'boina kolshu, any little bit that you build, you chayiv. V'hamesateis, that's if you like chop out a stone from the mountain and smooth it out. Hamesas, like smoothing out stones. V'hamake b'patish, if you take your hammer and bang it, the last strike that the worker does with his hammer, that's called make b'patish. This is the side of a lot of malachis. It's called the gemar, the end of the malacha, the last bang that you give to the thing. That's called makra patish. Uvematzod, that's like you use a chisel, or else hakadeach, you like make bore holes, kol shu, any small amount of a hole that you make in the wall, is chayiv. So for this mloch of boina, even the smallest amount of a binyan, even just making a hole in the wall, that's also chayiv. Now the Mishnah says, Zeh haklal, this is the general rule, that kol ho'ise malocha, whoever does a malocha, v'umalachta miskayemes ba'shabbos, and the malocha is miskay, means will stay this way, it's stable for the Shabbos, is chayiv. Some learners, it means to say that you do not plan to add onto it, that means the way you made it right now, that's the way you plan to leave it. So therefore, you chayiv. Some say, no, as long as it's miskayim for this Shabbos, even though afterwards you plan to add on to it, still you'd be chayiv. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Af ha-make ba-kurnis al-hasadon b'shas melochis chayiv. Even a person that takes this kurnis, that's a heavy hammer, and bangs it down al-hasadon, that's the sheet that you're working on, b'shas melocha, when you're working is chayiv. When the Mishnah says, why? Mifnei shu kimisaki melocha. It's like you're fixing the melocha. But what you're doing here is not the last bang you do to the kli that you're making. That's makad apatish. But here it's a bang you do on the sadin, on the sheath that you're working. The pshat is, it's upon the block that you're working. So you want to smooth out the hammer itself. Like the bottom of the hammer, the face of the hammer, is not smooth anymore. So you want to give it one bang down on the block in order to smooth out the hammer itself. So even though you're not fixing up the kli that you're making, you're only fixing up the hammer in order to make a kli, for that Rabbi Shimon holds Yosef Chayiv. That's also called Mifnei Shu Mesakein Melucha. Mishnah Beis, Ha Choyresh Kolshu, whoever plows any little bit of plowing, Yechayiv. Ha Menachesh, that's if you pull out the weeds, Ha Mekarsein, that's if you cut off the dried off leaves on a tree, V'hamazored, that's if you cut off even the fresh leaves of a tree. Like sometimes you have too many of them on the tree, so it's making the tree too weak, so you want to pull off some of its leaves. Kol shu, any little bit that you do, is chayiv, yechayiv. Yechayiv mishum cheresh, and some say yechayiv mishum zorei over here. These last few things, the issa should be mishum zorei. You're like, you're making the tree grow better. Hamalakit eitzim. Somebody pulls off wood branches from the tree. Im lesakein kolshu. If you're doing it to mesakein the ground or the tree, then yichayim for any little bit. Yichayim mishum chayvish and mishum zareya that we had before. Yichayim for any little bit. Im lehesik. Let's say the purpose why you're pulling off this branch is not to make the tree better, but because you want wood to burn with. So then kedei levasho beitzakala. It has to be a large enough piece of wood that you could make fire from it and it'll be able to cook an egg, a simple egg. Hamalakit asovim. Let's say somebody goes to collect grass or weeds. Seim lesakein kol shein. If the purpose is you want the ground to be better, sen yichayim mishum chorish any little bit. Im la behema, let's say you're pulling off these weeds or the grass to give to the animals, then kemolet pi hagedi. Yoni chayim, if you take out enough, a kid's mouth full. In other words, a gedi, your kid. The kid here means an animal, the gid. A gedi, that eats, that's what eats. It eats this food. You take out enough to fill up its mouth full, for that you'll be chayiv. Not take out, you pull it off. Mishnah Gimel. Ha koisev shtei oisyos. If somebody writes two letters on Shabbos, bein b'yamino, whether you use your right hand, bein b'smelo, whether you do it with your left hand, bein mishem echod, whether they're both from the same word, bein mishnei shemus, whether they're from two different words, all these cases yichayiv, bein mishnei shamem moniyos, whether it's two different colors, b'chol losh in any language, chayiv yichayiv. Now mishnei mechod means even if you write two olives or two bays, that's called mishnei mechod, and mishnei shemus means like a bays gimel or dalad hay, still yichayiv. Whether it's two different colors, any language, yichayiv. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says, loichivu shtei oisyos, ele mishum roishim. Shino yoni chayiv, if you write two letters, because of a roishim, because of a mark that you're making. Because this is the way they used to write or make a mark, at least on the boards of the Mishkan. Later to know Eza ben Zugai, like which board is supposed to go next to the next board. In other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, you do not even have to write two letters. If you make two marks, two signs, for that also you chayv on Shabbos. Because in the Mishkan also, Lav Dafka, they did not only write letters there, but they also used to make a sign to know which board goes next to the next board. So if you make two signs on Shabbos, for that also you chayv. It could be two checks, two crosses, whatever you make, for that also you chayv. Omar Rabbi says, Motzinu Shem Koton Mishem Godol. We find a small name from a big name. That means Shem Mishimayim Ushmuel. If we just write the Shin Mem, even though like you had in mind to write the word Shimayim, and after writing the Shin Mem you stopped. Or you had in mind to write the word Shmuel, and after you wrote the Shin Mem you stopped, Yechayev. Or else Noyach Minochor, or else Domi Daniel, God Migadil. As even though you had intentions of writing the whole thing, so really if you'd stop in between, it's not called you finished your intentions, maybe you should be potter. Here we say no, since the beginning of what you did write is a shame by itself, like all these things, noyach, don, god, a shame means something, so therefore you chayef for these two ICOs alone. Yemishneh Dalet, ha koisev shtei ICOs behelemechad. If you write two letters on Shabbos with one forgetting, so yechayef, even though you wrote them at different times of the day, you wrote one in the morning and one in the afternoon, but since you did not realize in between that it was Shabbos, that was also, it's considered like one big Maisa Avera, and therefore since you ended up writing two Oisiyos on Shabbos, l'maisa yechayef echatis. What about Kosa Bidyoy? Let's say you wrote it Bidyoy, that's with black ink, Bissam, that's with like clay, it's min adom or something that comes out of the ground. The sikra type of a dye, a red dye. The koimois, that's type of a seif that comes out of a tree. Uvekan, kantoim, that's a type of a dye that's made from water that has nechoshes kappa soaking in it. Uvechol davash ureshim. Anything that leaves over a mark, a ratio that's miskayim, that stays, anything you write with and leaves over the mark, for that you chayiv. Now, al shnei kosle zovis. Let's say you write your two letters on two different sides of the wall, but they're in a corner, one next to another, that you can read it, for that you chayiv. For al shnei luche pinkus, let's say on two different sheets of a pinkus, of a pad you have, or a book that you have, and they're readable one with the other, they're next to one another, therefore yichayiv, for this alone yichayiv, even though the two letters were not written on the same page, but if they're written close to one another that they could be read together, for that yichayiv. Ha-koisev al-besaroi chayiv, if somebody writes on his skin, he's also chayiv. Ha-misaret al-besaroi, let's say somebody scratches upon his flesh, so Rebbe Elazar mechayiv chatas, Rebbe Elazar holds, yes, yechayiv chatas. If we have Yeshua poiter, Yeshua says, no, for this yepoter. So the reason why Rebbe Yeshua says yepoter, because it's not called kederach, that's not a derach to write. Here, what are you doing? You're taking a needle and you're scratching out on your flesh, like oisiyos, you're scratching out letters. So that's not a derach, that's not the way to write, therefore he holds yepoter. If you take the pen and you write on your flesh, that he agrees you'd be chayiv. That's called a maisek siva. Because if you take a needle and scratch out the osius on your body, that's not called the way of writing. Therefore, he holds yepota. Yepota means midiraisa. Now, Mishnah says, kosav b'mashkin. Let's say you write it with liquid, b'mei peres, or with fruit juice, b'yavak drochim, that's with road dust, b'yavak ha-seifrim, that's with the dust that a writer has, a sefer has, uvechol dova sheinu miskayim, or with anything that does not last for a long time, is potter. Midiraisa a potter, that's not called a ksiva. A ksiva has to be with something that lasts for a long time. This goes away right away, therefore you potter. Now, let's say he writes li'acha yodoy with the back of his hand, paraglo with his foot, pepiv with his mouth, over marfikoi or with his elbow, all these things you potter. There's not a derech to write this way, you potter. Kosav ois achas somach liksav, you write one letter next to a letter that was written already from before Shabbos. Or else for kosav agave ksav, let's say you wrote a ksav on top of a ksav, you already had letters written there, and you wrote on top of them the same letter over again.
Niskav in lichtov ches, for kosav shnei zainim.
You wanted to write a ches. Now in the ches, the way it's written in the Torah, it looks like two zayins with a thing attaching it on top. So you wanted to write a ches, only one letter, and by mistake you wrote two zayins.
Rosh echod ba'oritz v'yechod ba'kerva.
One letter you wrote on the floor, and one you wrote on the ceiling, that you can't read them together.
Again, kosav al shnei koisle habois, it was written on two different walls of the house. Or else al shnei dape pinkos, on two different letters in the book, on two different pages on the book. V'yei noigim zim zeh, that they're not next to one another. You cannot read them together. In all these cases, is poter. It's not called you wrote two oisiyos, one next to another.
Kosav ois achas noitrikon. Let's say you wrote one letter in an abbreviation.
So Rabbi Yehoshua ben Beseira Mechayev Achomon Poitrim.
Yehoshua ben Beseira holds, even though it's only one abbreviation, but it's an abbreviation for a whole letter, for a whole word, therefore Yechayev.
The Chom say, no, Yepoiter. Now, Rabbi Chom say Yepoiter because you only wrote one ois, it's not two ois. Yehoshua ben Beseira says Yechayev because from this one ois, let's say you wanted to write Rebbe. So instead of writing Rebbe, you just write a Reish. Everybody knows the Reish stands for Rebbe. So Yol Jichai, because this one ois is like you wrote two oisies.
Mishnevov, ha koisev shtei oisies b'shnei halomis. Let's say you wrote two different letters with two different forgettings. In other words, you wrote one ois in the morning, and then in the afternoon you remembered that today was Shabbos, and then later you forgot again today was Shabbos and you wrote the second ois.
Achras b'shachras v'achras ben haboyim.
One in the morning and one towards evening.
Sir Rabbi Gamliel Mechayev, and Gamliel says to Yechayev, Lamaisi, he wrote these two oisiyos on Shabbos, Yechayev.
V'yechachom and poitr, and the chom and say no, since he had a yediyah in between, we hold yesh yediyah lechatzi shir, and therefore they say a potter. And Sir Rabbi Gamliel holds no, that even though in between in the middle you remember that the tray was Shabbos, so that's called the yediyah in between, but since what you remembered, you only remembered you did a chatzi isay, a chatzi ashir, you only wrote one isay for, so he holds en yediyah lechatzi shir. The remembering means nothing. Therefore, when you forget again, it's considered like one long forgetting, and since lemaisi you wrote two isayas on one Shabbos, therefore you chayiv. But the Chum say, no, you potter, since in between you remember, it's called yediyah, since you had a yediyah in between, you can't combine the two writings. Therefore, for each writing, it's only a chatzi shir. Therefore, he holds your potter on Shabbos. Your potter midiraisa. Of course, midirabbanan, it's still asa.
Perek Yud Gimel. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ho'oireg shloisha chutin ba'tchilo. If you weave three threads at the beginning, v'yechod al ha'oreg. And if you already have woven things already, if you add on one more thread, is chayiv, that's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. If you have already from before and you add on now one more thread on Shabbos, yichayiv. If you're starting from the beginning to weave, you have to weave three threads. However, v'chachom oimrim, the chom say, bein batchila, bein basef, whether at the beginning or whether at the end, shiurei shnei chutin. You have to have a shiur, you have to weave two threads.
Mishneh Beis, ho'isa shnei botei nirin, benirin, Bekerus, Benapo, Benofo, Uvekavra, Uvasal, Ischayev.
Now, exactly what Shtei Botei Nirin is, it's a big machloikis, and really you have to see pictures of this. But this has to do with the loom, with the weaving machine, that there used to be holes there, like loops, that holds the threads in place. So if you make two loops, Hoise Shnei Botei Nirin, if you make these two loops, Benirin, that's in the machine itself, in this weaver, that holds the threads in place, or else pekerus. Pekerus is also a type of a kli that holds the threads in place.
So if you put the thread through this, or else if you're making a sieve, a fine sieve, or the kavro, or a coarse sieve, or a basal or a basket, it's chayiv. If you make these shtei botanirin, that's the loops that holds the threads or the things we make in the basket in place, for that alone you chayiv. Fi ha toife shtei tfiris. If somebody makes sews something, he sews two stitches. Or else fi ha kareya amanas litfor shtei tfiris. Else if somebody tears in order to sew back two stitches, for that also is chayiv. That's called a kareya amanas litfor. You're ripping it amanas to sew it back. So it's not called a kilkul, it's called a tikkun, therefore yechayiv. The Mishneh Gimel, ha-kareya b'chamosoy, if somebody rips something, rips the clothing, because he's angry, v'yalmeisoy, he also hears that somebody dies, and he rips his clothing because he feels so bad, and the chol ha-mekalkulin, or anybody else that does damage to something, destruction, is pturin. That's not called the meleches machsheves, therefore you put them in the raisa on Shabbos. But if you do destruction because the purpose is to make it better, then shiura kimasakin. Then how much of the destruction is are you chayiv for? The same amount as the tikkun is. So here also by the shtei tefiros, we're saying sewing yechayiv for sewing two stitches. So if you rip a clothing and you have to sew it back, you have to rip the size of two stitches. The Mishneh Dalid, shiur hamalabein. How much of the wool, when you want to dye or bleach it, how much do you have to bleach of it? Or else via menafet, when you want to comb out the wool. Or else via tzaveya, if you want to dye the wool. Or else via toive, you want to spin the wool. Is kamole roichev hasit kofel. It has to be the measurement, a double measurement of the width of a sit. Hasit is, that's the way you stretch out between your thumb and the index finger. How much you stretch it out between the thumb and the index finger, the tip of the thumb to the tip of the index finger, that's called molei hasit, and there it's kofel, twice this measurement. V'yoyreg shnei chutin, if somebody weaves two threads, shiurei, how much of each thread do you have to weave? Kamolei hasit, just a measurement of one sit, one distance between your thumb, tip of the thumb, and the tip of the index finger. Mishnehei, Rabbi Yehudu Am Rabbi Yehuda says, Hatzod Tzipo Lemigdol Utsvi Labois is Chayiv. If you capture on Shabbos a bird, Lemigdol, into a tower, or else a Tzvi, the deer, Labois, into your house, is Chayiv. That's called Umleches Tzod, you captured him. So by a bird, you have to capture into a Migdol. A Migdol is like a little, like a tower, it looks like a tower, but it's like a small cage for the birds. So therefore it's called caught there. But if you just capture him in the house, that's not called you caught the bird.
Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on in the next tape. Yeah, we're holding Mishnayis Masechta Shabbos. We're holding Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah says, Devek, how much paste or glue do you have to carry out on Shabbos in order to be chayiv? Kedei litein b'roish Hashar Shevis, in order to put on top of a lime twig. In other words, this was used really to catch birds. You put a paste there and the bird would come on top of the twig and be stuck there. So this amount of paste you'd be chayiv for. Zephes v'gofrius, if you want to carry out pitch or brine stone, how much of it do you have to carry out? Kedei lasos nekif, in order to pierce a hole. And Rashi learns the pshat is if you have a jar that you're storing, let's say, silver in it, so you cover it up, you cover up the top, and then if you want to make a hole in it, to in order to be able to take it out, so that size of the hole, if you carry out enough of pitch or gofrius to seal up that hole, that's enough to be chayiv for. Shavo, let's say, carry out wax, could they lead to in our p neck of cotton, enough to put upon a small hole. Like you could use wax to stuff up a small hole, so therefore you're chayiv for that shear. Charsis, let's say you take out clay, kedei lasos pi kur shel tzarfei zov, enough to make the opening of a goldsmith's oven. There used to be an opening on top, so if you have enough clay to cover up that opening, you're chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says, kedei lasos pitput, enough to make a peg.
which is the type of a foot that they used to use on the bottom, the Moshe would used to put the foundation for this kur. Now, subin, how much of subin you have to carry out, which is like coarse bran, kedelita na pi kur shel tzofrei zov, also to put on the top of the of this oven that they bake the golden. Sid, how much lime do you have to carry out? Kidei losu de kitana shebabonis. Not to shmir a small girl. Rabbi Yudis says, kidei lasso is kilkul. Enough to make a kilkul. Which some say that.